Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for June 2026. It is titled, Lying Signs and Wonders. The world is being set up for massive deception. In the end, God is going to send a strong delusion in which the whole world, remnant excepted, will be deceived at the hands of the Antichrist by satanic signs and lying wonders. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 through 10. But even now, we have the forerunner of many Antichrists, by which we know it is the last hour. 1 John 2:18. Not all signs and wonders are of God. Some are satanic, in order to deceive. Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14. Bethel Church in Redding, California, is best known for its music. But its pastor, Bill Johnson, is well known for aberrant theology. Bill believes that when Jesus taught us to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," that this was actually a commission. Matthew 6:10. He believes our assignment is to bring in the kingdom, and we are to do this through signs and wonders. Through miraculous breakthrough after breakthrough, we through faith are supposedly bringing in the kingdom. To this end, there is nothing we can't do, even to the point of doing the miracles that Jesus did and greater. The premise of his kingdom now theology is wrong, and the practice that follows is full of error. In his book, The Way of Life, Bill says, quote, "Jesus promised signs and wonders would follow believers, and they would do even greater works than he did. Miracles did not stop with Jesus and the apostles. The Holy Spirit gives every believer the supernatural power to witness and release miracle signs and wonders. We believe all can be healed because Jesus demonstrated the Father's will in healing all the sick and demonized he encountered." Page 207. In his book, The Supernatural Power of a Transformed Mind, he writes, quote, "In our school of ministry, we train people in signs and wonders." Page 32. On page 35, he says, quote, "That is the essence of the gospel, to do exactly what Jesus did and destroy the works of the devil. That is normal Christianity. Miracles are normal." End of quote. And again, quote, "God wants to give us revelations and experiences of heaven that have no earthly parallel." Page 152. In his book, Dreaming with God, he says, quote, "That kingdom authority," quote, "is the authority to set people free from torment and disease. It is the authority to bring heaven to earth." Page 87. In the Bible, sign miracles had a very specific purpose. There were only three eras in history where they were somewhat the norm. Number one, Moses and Joshua. Number two, Elijah and Elisha. Number three, Jesus and the apostles. John is the gospel that emphasizes signs. At the end of the book, in his purpose statement, John says that Jesus did many other signs and that these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. These sign miracles validated the truth that Jesus was the promised divine human Messiah who came offering the kingdom. Validation of his kingdom offer was the doing of kingdom miracles. No one is offering the kingdom today. No one is doing kingdom miracles. Only Christ himself will bring in the kingdom. This is not our assignment. The apostles, as an extension of Christ's revelatory ministry, were validated with signs and wonders. They were uniquely the signs of an apostle, 2 Corinthians 12:12. The apostles and their contemporary associates, the prophets, laid a revelatory foundation for the church as they gave forth New Testament revelation, Ephesians 3:5-6. their new revelation was confirmed, quote, both with signs and wonders and various miracles, Hebrews 2, 3 and 4. This was never the norm for anyone else in the church age. Jesus warned that many on Judgment Day will claim to have prophesied, cast out demons, done many miracles in his name, only to have him say, I never knew you. Matthew 7, 21 through 23. The description of the many as defined by Christ fits many false prophets in charismania to a T. There are many. Thought. God can work miracles anytime he wants to, and he works powerfully through prayer. But sign miracles were unique to Christ and his apostles. All those claiming to do sign miracles after the time of Christ and the apostles are deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy 3:13. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald earnestly contending.